Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 78. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 53. Sunny and 78 throughout Wednesday and clear skies and 56 throughout Wednesday night. Sunny and much warmer throughout Thursday with a high of 88. Staying clear into Thursday night with a low around 64. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And sunny on Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Some shakeups are coming in the Kansas House of Representatives as a committee leader will be stepping down next month. Committee leader in the Kansas House of Representatives will be stepping down next month. Judiciary Committee Chairman Fred Patton announced earlier this week that he will step down on October 16th to spend more time with his family and focus on his community, along with his legal practice. And during COVID, Patton encouraged Governor Kelly to limit her power, specifically on mask requirements. The GOP will select a replacement to hold his seat until the 2024 elections. Patton said that he timed his resignation to give his replacement an extra year of experience and seniority. In other news, Wichita's very first LEGO convention is headed to Century 2 this coming weekend. Professional LEGO artists will come from all over the United States and convene in Wichita. There will be meet and greets with LEGO celebrities, and tickets are only $14. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
During this time of year, Kansas Highway Patrol wants to warn all the citizens about the increase in deer car collisions. Captain Candace Brashears spoke with KSNT about some tips and protocol regarding deer car collisions.
Make sure your eyes are on the roadway, but if a deer does come out on the roadway, it's really important to make sure that you know not to swerve to avoid that animal.
She also mentioned that during harvest season, some farm vehicles may need extra space as well.
I had an old-timer tell me one time that, you don't want to be back in the wagon, you want to be in the middle, so you don't fall out.
That is Ark City firefighter James McIntosh speaking about his alcohol and drug addiction recovery to KSN. He said his addiction began when he was a child with his alcoholic parents. Now that he's a father, he thought that he had to get it together.
Three boys. I got a 12-year-old, soon to be 8-year-old, and then a 5-year-old, and then I got stepdaughter. They are 12, 12, and 5.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. The Central Community College Board of Governors have approved an operating budget for 2023 through 2024. It includes its fifth straight decrease in the property tax levy for the 25 counties served by Central Community College. Jessica Burgess, who helped a teen get an illegal abortion in the state of Nebraska, was sentenced to 2 years in prison in Madison County District Court. The charge was removing slash concealing a dead human body, false reporting, and performing an abortion past 20 weeks gestation. The 17-year-old girl being helped by Burgess has since turned 18 and was sentenced in July to 90 days in jail, followed by 2 years of probation after pleading guilty of removing a dead human body in May. A judge ordered that Burgess receive a psychological evaluation before her sentencing, but that was rescinded due to lack of funding. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week unanimously adopted the 2024 county budget with a mill levy of 44.725. This revenue neutral rate was used after advance notice of a proposed 45.567 mill was not published in a timely manner 10 days ahead of a public meeting. No one came forward during public comment. This will generate some $43,000 less than the original proposal and will most likely affect year-end balance transfers. A Zoom meeting was held to discuss the proposed jail project and sales tax question for the upcoming November general election. The updated anticipated construction cost is estimated at $12.7 million, with 6% toward soft costs and miscellaneous expenses, for a total estimated construction cost of $13.5 million. The proposed sales tax question will be further edited and will include the amount of construction and anticipated sales tax bonds expected at $8 to $9 million to be issued, which will be considered this week. Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the low bid from Reese Construction of Salina for $395,000 for replacement of a bridge on Tumbleweed Road. Quivira Road between 4th and 5th Road in Washington County will be closed Monday and Tuesday to replace a pipe. Mahaska representatives met last week with commissioners about the need for a new water tower in Mahaska. They're looking for different ways to receive help with the project. They have received a grant, but the need's greater than they've come up with. Commissioners offered different suggestions and will contact Economic Development for ideas. The 1940 WPA project is considered the only remaining concrete water tower in the state and is crumbling. The structure is listed on the National Historic Register. $500,000 has been approved through a loan forgiveness program initiated 3 years ago, but costs have risen another $200,000, with recent bids ranging from $682,000 to $934,000. Nemahal County Commissioners continue discussion regarding the employee health insurance program, including deductible and contribution levels, with no decisions made. Mike Miller was offered a newly created post of county administrator after a special meeting September 8th. He's most recently served as a risk manager and director of support service at Pratt, Kansas Regional Medical Center. He will begin work in Nemahal County October 2nd. With an annual salary of $103,000. Gage County supervisors at a special meeting last week presented an overview of the budget, noting the county valuations have gone up, with a resulting decrease in tax asking amount of 6%. Wise spending was committed, and some retiring staff has not been replaced by streamlining operations. No one was present for public comment, and the budget will be voted at the Wednesday, September 20th meeting. The 40.28 mil county tax rate would result in a budget just under $48.5 million, with the request for general fund obligations down some $720,000 year over year. Pawnee County Commissioners, after a public hearing last week, adopted the 2024 budget with a mill levy of 28.93, reflecting a 2.3% increase in taxes received. Valuations increase 2.83%. A three-vehicle fatality accident with injuries was reported Friday afternoon in Marshall County. Traffic was closed several hours at the Axtell intersection on U.S. 36 as a result. The fatality, Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, was attempting to turn north on K-110 from U.S. Highway 36 and was struck by a semi driven by a Shawnee Mission, Kansas man, John Kaiser, age 46. Also involved was a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Timothy Winkler and a passenger, 59-year-old Margaret Winkler, both of Sabetha. They both suffered severe injuries and were transported to a Lincoln and Topeka hospital, respectively.
The truck driver was not reportedly injured. An unidentified juvenile was reportedly involved in the accident, but no information was released on that individual. Again, the fatality Friday afternoon, shortly after 4:15, claimed the life of Denise Torrey, age 63, of Axtell. Serious injuries were sustained by Timothy and Margaret Winkler of Sabetha. Highway construction and maintenance projects in Riley County on U.S. 77 and U.S. 24 begin this week. Approximately 12 miles of Highway 77 from the K-82 junction to U.S. 24 will be resurfaced first, then continuing another 12 miles on Highway 24 west of the Clay County line near Riley. Work will take place during daylight hours, Monday through Friday, some Saturdays possible. Traffic reduced to one lane with a pilot car and flaggers, which could delay travel. The project runs through late November. Highway resurfacing in Republic and Jewell counties on U.S. 36 and K-199 begins this week. East from Mankato to Cortland, brief delays are possible along U.S. Highway 36. Lyle L. Howell, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church, with burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Lyle Howell. Alberta A. Bertie LeCure, age 72, of Morrillville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial at 12:30 at the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 1 until 7, with a vigil service at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home, Washington, in charge of arrangements for Bertie LeCure. Marjorie E. Marge Lau, age 85, of Greenleaf, passed away September 20th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marge Lau. Denise M. Torrey, age 63, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Denise Torrey. Francis A. Veering, age 90, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements with a mass and rosary are pending, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge for Francis Veering. Delmer Uffman, age 84, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Delmer Huffman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti, French bread, tossed salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, tuna patties, wild rice, green beans, and five-cup salad. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-70s and upper 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And mostly clear throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Staying much warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Then partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying breezy throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. More sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And more sunshine Sunday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 78, record high on this date 99. The average low 53 and the record low 29. Sunrise this morning 7:18. Sunset this evening at 7:19. It's 52 degrees at sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of September.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A Monday night doubleheader to close out week three of the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Late third quarter in the opener in Tampa. The Eagles had the Bucs backed up on their own one with Philly already up 20-3.
Mayfield under center. Mayfield turns, gets it inside, and there's going to be a safety. Rashad White was stacked for first safety.
The call on WIP, Eagles win 25-11 to go to 3-0. In the nightcap, Bengals hosting the Rams. Late third quarter, Cincinnati looking for their first lead of the game.
Trailing by three, Burrow gives to Mixon. Joe finds room up the middle. He runs into the end zone.
Nice.
Touchdown,
nice.
Bengals.
The call on the Bengals radio network. Bengals dispatch the Rams 19-16. To the baseball pennant races, the AL West leading Rangers were at Anaheim. Top six, Adolis Garcia tied the game with a solo home run. Next batter.
The 2-2, a swing, and there's a drive down the left field line. Fair or foul, certainly home run distance. It's off the foul pole extension. Home run, Mitch Garver. The Rangers go back-to-back.
The call on 105.3, the Fan. Nathaniel Lowe also went deep for back-to-back-to-back home runs. Rangers beat the Angels 5-1, their sixth straight win. The second-place Astros tangled with the third-place Mariners in Seattle, already up 3-0 in the third. Yordan Alvarez doing what Yordan Alvarez does.
And this one's driven to right field. Si, senor!
The call on KBME. Astros get by the Mariners 5-1. The M's have lost four in a row to drop four games off the pace while Houston stays 2.5 back. The D-backs surrendered three runs in the bottom of the eighth in New York in a 6-4 loss to the Yankees. They fall into a tie with the idle Cubs for the second NL wild card. NBA, two high-ranking team sources told ESPN the Raptors are the current frontrunners in the Damian Lillard sweepstakes. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Tuesday, September the 26th, from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Tuesday. It's time for the Stechline Report.
Well, friends, not a shock. Brazil is set to overtake the U.S. this year as the world's top corn exporter, reflecting both a bumper harvest and, of course, our disastrous situation here with a lot of drought. But that happened back 10, 15 years ago, too, but it was only for 1 year. Some people think this may be for good. Corn exports through Brazil's northern ports, which use the waterways of the Amazon River to ship grains globally, are on track to beat volumes via the most traditional port of Santos for a third consecutive year. They're getting their ducks in a right row, to get grain moved faster and much better than they have in the past. And guess what? I've been reporting this for 30, 40 years. They still have a lot of unused farm ground that they can put back into crops or put into crops. I bet they have to move some trees, but it doesn't make any difference. They get those things cleared out. They've got themselves a bunch more farm ground to produce grain. That, my friends, is a hindrance to our crop prices here in this country. So if you're wondering why that bothers me a little bit as they're producing more, well, that's why. They are a thorn in our side. They're our biggest, much biggest competitor than anybody else for corn and soybeans. Wheat, by the way, used to be terrible toughness with Australia being our problem. And it, guess what? They're down about a third from what they were last year, but it was a record crop last year. So that's going to help the grain market out a little on the wheat side. See you on the next Techline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. It is a time of year that chickens are starting to decrease egg production and lose feathers. K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer explains why chickens go through a molting process. It is important for the chickens to molt. However, Beyer says that people need to do something different for young chickens.
It's light that regulates egg production. And so it's a little bit difficult to explain, but part of the annual process of a bird is to go through a laying cycle. Part of that is also molting. And so if you think about it, you'd like to molt and replace your feathers right when it's about to get really cold. So Mother Nature kind of takes care of that by shortening the day length, and then there's a hormonal response, and they'll stop laying during that shorter period of time. And that usually happens right around state fair time. To prevent that, keep the lights at 16 hours a day. To allow them to molt and go out of production, turn the lights off and let it go natural. And after they're finished molting, you can turn the lights back to 16 hours during the winter, feed them regular laying feed, and they'll go back into 100% production. So I always recommend people do that at least once a year, unless they just got chicks or pullets that spring. So if they have new birds, then I ask them to keep the lights on all winter, all the way till next summer, until June 21st, and then pull your plug on the lights. And what that does is that allows them to go through a natural molt at a perfect time.
Allowing chickens to get new feathers helps them prepare for the next season.
When your bird loses feathers, it will not replace any feather that got torn out or picked out or broken. It will not replace it until it goes through a full molt. And having a molt in the fall is perfect because you're going to have cold winter, and you're going to have a bird that survives better during the winter with it, with all its feathers intact. So if you have older birds, then you turn your lights off on June 21st, let them go natural. They'll continue the lay, and somewhere around state fair time, you'll start seeing them slowly go out of production, start molting. Somewhere around the end of October, they'll look nice and clean with all new feathers. Plug your light back in, put it on 16 hours. And a few week or two, you'll start getting eggs back for the rest of winter. Now, if they're brand new, young birds, don't do that. Keep them going because they're young and they can go right through winter without going through a molt.
He says there's another benefit for the bird and people when chickens are given the time to molt.
They also rebuild their skeletal system and they put more calcium back in the bone structure. And so you have a better quality egg when they come out of a molt.
That was K-State poultry specialist Scott Beyer. After the molting process, chickens should have a new set of feathers, increased production, and higher quality eggs. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
A better sales pitch might be all it takes to get kids eating more vegetables. We have details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 26th. It is the 269th day of the year, and tennis star Serena Williams was born on this day. The secret to getting your kids or anyone else to eat more vegetables may be as simple as better salesmanship. A study at Stanford University found many more people prefer a dish described as rich, buttery, roasted corn over one labeled as simply corn. Indulgent descriptions performed even better when compared to healthy restrictive labels such as low fat or reduced sodium. It's something that marketing departments have known for decades. So why not put it to use in your own home? When the family asks what's for dinner, don't say zucchini. Offer them slow roasted caramelized zucchini bites and see what happens. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 52 degrees. Clear skies with sunshine this morning. Seasonal highs around 80 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs got a huge win, 41-10, over the Chicago Bears. They scored more points in one game than they did in the previous two games combined. The Chiefs defense continued their phenomenal performances, keeping the Bears quarterback Justin Fields under 100 yards passing and hauling in an interception. Chris Jones added to his sack total, and so did Mike Dana. Offensively, Patrick Mahomes threw for 272 yards and three touchdowns, with Travis Kelce bringing in 69 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs have two away games, and in as many weeks, they go to MetLife Stadium next week for Sunday Night Football against the New York Jets, and then they're in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium against the Minnesota Vikings. National media and Chiefs fans alike were enamored with the appearance of one fan sitting next to Travis Kelce's mom. It was Taylor Swift. Over the last week, rumors of their budding romance has hit the headlines. Mid-America Sports Network.
Valley League in 2023 has had more state-ranked teams than any other small school league across the state of Kansas. So far, we've seen a lineman with a game-winning touchdown, a volleyball player with the best kill percentage in the state, and on any given night, at least a couple of games that have come down to the final minutes. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. Check out new shows multiple times a week to keep you updated on the happenings of the TVL. That's the TVL Spotlight under the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
KNDY.
On two different sides of the ocean, they're both fighting for their lives. Something's gone wrong, she's in labor, and his platoon's under enemy fire. He whispers her name with his last breath. She thanks God when the baby cries. Soon she will know this day one's born and one dies. But love lives on. It's stronger than fate. Just when you think all hope is lost, love lights the way. When you feel alone, remember that love's been through it all. Have faith. Him, he looks like his daddy, especially around the eyes. Families at grandma's on Sundays, and they talk about his daddy with pride. And grandma, she'll pull out those pictures. Together they go back. gone, his spirit still alive. 'Cause love lives on, it's stronger than fate. Just when you
street, there was music everywhere. I can see us there in a happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down, a half a world away, far, far away.